proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. In this concluding session about divine knowledge, we come to realize that God's knowledge has no boundaries. He knows all things. He knows everything about human beings as well. This should bring comfort to those people who belong to Him. They can rest assured that God watches over them. But for those people who do not belong to God, they need to remember that they cannot hide anything from Him. The author of Psalm 103 reflected upon God's omniscience in connection with human frailty. Quote, "He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust," unquote. This recognition helps explain why God often tempered His justice with mercy. As Eliphaz pointed out in the 5th chapter of the book of Job, quote, "Man is born unto trouble, as the sparks fly upward," unquote. God's omniscience also assures that He knows the tribulation that His people experience. When the Egyptians enslaved the Israelites, according to the 2nd chapter of Exodus, we read that, quote, "The children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage," unquote. God heard their moanings, and in response, quote, "God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them," unquote. He knew about their sufferings and planned to deliver them out of Egyptian bondage. God's omniscience, in conjunction with His mercy, God's omniscience proved beneficial even to those people who were not under the purview of His covenants. After Abraham sent Hagar and Ishmael away, an incident recorded in the 21st chapter of Genesis, the pair ran out of water in the wilderness of Beersheba. They cried unto God, and God heard those cries. He provided a well of water for them to quench their thirst, thereby preserving those lives. Note that Hagar and Ishmael were not included as part and parcel of the Abrahamic covenant. Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, also possessed divine knowledge of the motivations underlying a person's actions. According to John chapter 2, many people believed in the Lord's names when they beheld the miracles which He performed. Nonetheless, quote, "Jesus did not commit Himself unto them, because He knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for He knew what was in man," unquote. God sees every secret thing that men do, whether they do evil deeds or good deeds. The writer of 2 Kings chapter 17 noted that God knew about the hidden sins committed by the children of Israel. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus Christ exhorted His followers to give alms in secret, rather than doing so ostentatiously. If they gave their alms in secret, He promised them that, quote, "Thy Father which seeth in secret, Himself shall reward thee openly," unquote. God's omniscience should bring special comfort to Christians. Since God knows all things, He will always provide wise counsel to those who trust in Him for guidance. God will also work out all things for good, as Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8. He will work out all things for good to, quote, "them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose," unquote. Divine omniscience allows the believer to understand that God is in control of all things, and all things will benefit the Christian. This is Mark Oshman, which is the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.